So one of the things we saw, I just thought we were going to finish something from last time.
Nice.
Okay, so one of the things we saw last time was as follows. There's a rule in Shlichut that a Shliach has to be able to do something himself to be a Shliach. Very reasonable rule, right? Sounds like that was a svara. We didn't need a pasuk for that. If you can't do something, if you can't be Mafresh Truma for yourself, how can you be Mafresh Truma for somebody else? The way the Gemara often formulates this is Eino B'Torat something. You're not B'Torat this, you can't be a Shliach for it. This raised the question, how does it work for an Eved? Right, how about an Eved being a Shliach for the Kani being a Shliach for Gittin and Kiddusha? Now, an Eved Kani does not have marriage, or at least not have halachic marriage, with a Kiddusha and with a Get. So you could say the rule should be Eved is not, let's say, his terminology is not Bar Kritut. He's not subject to the Katav La Sefer Kritut, right, the Get. Therefore, the Eved, from that logic, would not be able to either be the Shliach to bring the Get or be the Shliach to receive the Get. Everyone with me so far? If you apply this logic of Eino B'Torah to the Eved, and indeed we saw the Riff and most of the Rishonim say the Shliach, the Eved cannot be a Shliach L'Holacha or the Shliach L'Kabbalah. Yes? Now we saw that was perfectly fine, except the Gemara in Gittin Chav Gimel had made a diuk that maybe an Eved is kosher. Because what was the diuk? Because when the Mishnah Apostle Shliach L'Holacha, who's the Mishnah Apostle? Apostle B. What was the diuk, who remembers? Very good, Apostle B. Obi Kilchavin. Right, someone who's fully not Jewish. But if you pass the Eved Kochavim, maybe you're implicitly saying the Eved Kanani, who's already partially Jewish, is allowed to be a Shliach. Now, so the Rif, we saw had different ways to neutralize that inference, that Diuk, but the Rimagash accepted it. So the Rimagash ended up having to say the Eved could be a Shliach L'Holacha, but can't be a Shliach L'Kabbalah. Now, this seemed rather surprising from Svara perspective. What difference does it make? I mean, if he's not capable of doing Gitin, if it's not within his halachic powers for himself, so how could he be a Shliach L'Halacha? So we saw a very surprising Ramban, Svara quoted from the Ramban. The Ramban seemed to argue that the real act of Gershon is actually the Kabbalat HaGet. That's the real act of Gershon. The Netina is just a generic Netina. Right? One of the things I pointed out, kind of an oddity or an irony about it, that Get is not like Kiddushin. In Kiddushin, it's both the choice of the husband and the wife, right? They jointly have to choose for Kiddushin to work on the right level. Even though Bizman Azeh, we don't divorce a woman unless she consents, right? But in biblical law, right, the husband could just give her the get. So then you have this unusual thing that the halacha would place the choice in the husband, but yet we would still say that the real act of Gerushin is the Kabbalat HaGet, and that's why the Eved, because that's the real act of Gerushin, he can't be the Shliach for the woman, but he can be the Shliach for the man. Well, good, Zavar, with that? Yes? Okay, so let us see how the Avni Miluim explains it. I think it's a very nice piece. Can you take out not today's sheet, but yesterday's sheet, page 18. Okay, Avni, maybe you can just look on with somebody. Okay, let's take a look at this Avni Miluim. Again, very important figure, the Ksos HaChoshen of Ari Leib Heller. Remember his three most important svarim? Ksos,
Sheish
Maitza, and Avni Miluim. Again, very popular in Lumder circles, with good reason.
Was he a Kohen?
Yes. Yes, he was.
He
was a Kohen, I believe. Right. I think he was. Okay. Well, there's another reason why. Well, if you're writing a commentary on something called Choshen Mishpat, right, you might be motivated to call your parents the Ketzot HaChoshen, whether you are going Levi or Yisrael,
well,
right?
Avnei Miluim.
Right, that's true.
Why do you call it Avnei Miluim?
I think Hela might.
What's on Evan Ha'ezer? So you do have the Evan tie-in, right? Avnei. Okay, so you know, I think it's clever what you're doing, but I think you have no proof. There's no killer proof from the titles that he was a Kohen. Okay, although I believe he was a Kohen.
That might be one of those names that look
like. Yeah, I'm pretty sure he was a Kohen. I'm pretty sure I know correctly. You looking it up there?
Well, he's a descendant of the
Tosu Yantav.
Tosu Yantav.
I checked Tosu Yantav was a Kohen. Okay, let's go. Let's see what that guy's doing. Va'eved l'fish eino b'Torah Kiddushin. Kasa Beish Shmuel Zel Shino. So the Beish Shmuel, of course, is a commentary on the side of Shulchan Aruch and Eben Ezer. Ve'eini yodei lama pasak and Eved pasal. So in Simon Lamed Hey, let me just clarify the context here. I don't know if you looked it up. Simon Lamed Hey is Hilchas Kiddushin. Simon Kufim Aleph is Hilchas Gerushin. Apparently, what does Shulchan Aruch say in Simon Lamed Hey about Neved? What do you say? There's nothing to talk about. Don't use your Eved Kanani as the Shliach to bring the Kiddushin, as the Shliach to receive the Kiddushin. He's simply possible. That's what he said in Simon Lamed Hey. Ube Simon Kufim Aleph, that's the Simon about Hilchot Gitin. All of a sudden, says the Shulchan Aruch, wait, use the Neved Kanani to bring the get? What's the psak there? That might be a good get. Now, obviously, what generates the safek? Who's Shita, of course? The Shita of the Rimagash generates the safek, that an Eved could be a Shliach. Lo'olacha. Okay. V'nira daha have a suffi get b'shliach ulacha, who al pidat of Rav Yosef Halevi, the Rav Yosef Halevi is the Rimagash. Okay, do so very daha damin and de'evet and eved, de'ena eved nasa shliach kabal get isha. When we say never can be shliach l'kabbalah, mishum delab b'nei kritot ninu, because they're not subject, they're not in the world of gitin, hainu davka shliach kabbalah, avo shliach l'holacha matzim yahave. There it is, right? We saw this yesterday. Uberan perk beis begin, kasa betamo, de shliach kabbalah eni cholio, de'en lo yad l'kabbal get, given to lav bar kritot here. There's the logic again. How could the eved receive the get? He himself is not part of the world of gitin. Avo shliach l'holacha matzim yahave, liot, given the shliach having kol mili. Why can he be a shliach olacha? Because he can be a shliach in general. Vayinsha. Now here comes the ksos. Vakati eno muvan. Devadai shliach olacha deget. Nami tzarech liot bar kritut. Umayishna mikavala. We got a bomb question here. What do you mean? You don't have to be part of the world of gitin to bring the get? That's also part of a get. Okay. Vayin beisosim kuvimimala. Vaniyus taki nir betamash rav yosef elevi. There we go. Now he's going to do something very interesting. He's going to start with the Amira. And it's not going to be obvious at first why the Amira matters. Let's see. Now you know, both Gittin and Kiddushin, in theory, need an Amira. Right? What do you say in Kiddushin? Right? We see this under a chuppah, right? The husband, the groom says, Hari Amikudash. I mean, apparently that Amira is part of the Maaseh Kiddushin. In theory, you might have a parallel in a get, right? You'd say something like Hariat Megureshetli. Right? So let's see whether there is an Amira. Less romantic, I admit it. But maybe it's part of the endeavor. So let's see whether the Amira matters and why that's important with the Amira matters. Here we go. Dehada Megaresh Tzarech Shiyo Mahari Zegiteich. That need to verbalize from the perspective of the Megaresh. Right, again, what would be the classic act of Gerushin? He'd give her a get and say, Hari Zegiteich. Einu ela min de Rabbanan. Avo min ha-Torah einu tzarech lomer klum. That's interesting. Why this is important for him? You don't really need an Amira. Okay, here we go. Now things are getting very interesting. Ela haget hu amigarish. What does he want to claim? It's really the object that is what's... Okay. Ubo katuv lashon bal eichu magarish. It's almost as if... Let's say you need Amira to explain what's happening. Where's the Amira of a get? Where's the real Amira? In the text. Isn't that interesting? It's not that what he says that really matters. It's like when the Baal writes, I endorse my wife, it's almost like the divorce is happening there. Right? In that text of the document of the get. That's the Amira of the Baal. Okay. Let's see why that matters. Ukamosh kasav Rambam perak alf megirishin zelashono hamagarish tzarech shiyomar. You do have to say kashitin lahaged harizegiteich, but v'im natan biyadav lomer laklum harizeget pasul. And what's a rule we learned, guys? Very important rule about gitin in the Rambam. Excellent. Whenever the Rambam says get batel, he means it doesn't work on any level. Whenever the Rambam says get pasul, he means really doraita. It's a good, it's a rabbinic requirement. See, he has a very strong point. Clearly in the Rambam, the Amira of the Baal at the Zman of the giving of the get is not really crucial. Certainly at the right level, the get takes effect. There it is. Vayin shabakesa Mishnah. De'inu ma'akir minotor, right? Rav Yosef Karo understood very well. What's the implication of the Rambam saying, a get pasul? The implication of a get pasul is that it's not really a biblical requirement to have an Amira. V'yal gav dekat devoto perek sh'echad me'asar dvim shim ikar agevishim minotorah. But now he's got a problem. But the Rambam himself has 10 requirements for a real get. What's one of the 10 requirements? That you give it and make it clear that it's a get. You give it as qua gerushin. Look what he says here. Pretty remarkable. Hainu shelo yomar dvarim she'enam inyan gerushin. Kegon kinsi shtar chov ze. Ukiyotze. Aval kol she'notein stam. What do you want to claim? What did the Rambam really mean when he said you have to give, the husband has to give it to the wife b'torah gerushin?
Saying it that it's like what it's not.
Very good, very good. It was not so much affirming the positive, but avoiding the negative. Like, don't pretend it's a shtar chov. Don't say my former wife, I owe you $200, and here's the IOU that says, oh, low bill, actually it's a get. Right? Don't give it in the guise of something else. Right, that was that requirement. It wasn't a requirement to definitively affirm, verbalize that it's a get. There's no such biblical requirement according to Rambam, right? It's only possible without that. But, yeah, go ahead,
please. You've seen the 10 things on the Duraisa level.
Yeah, yeah. The Rambam is a list. He says it, right? Doesn't he say Minotaurah? What's the language? Asara Dvim Shem Iker Gerushim Minotaurah.
Okay.
In fact, there were 10 requirements for a get Minotaurah. And one of them was you have to give it Betorat Gerushim. That would seem to fly in the face of what we said before. So I said, no, that was just don't give it in the guise of something else. That would invalidate it. Which makes sense. It's not an act of get anymore. It's an act of something else. It's some kind of game. Okay. Next. Vahatam. Now, he still didn't explain why this has to do with our issue. Again, what are we looking for? We're looking for a svar for the Rimagash why Shliach Laholacha is not really the key act of Geirusha and Shliach LaKabbalah is. Somehow it's connected to the fact that you don't really need an Amira. You don't need a Harizegiteh. Okay, so let's see what we got here. Vahatam Kosh Kasavti. Umushum de Iker Geirushin Katu Beget. There it is. Where's the real? It's almost like I would almost reformulate it. It's not that there is no Amira in Geirushin. There is an Amira, but the Amira is the get. That's the Amira. What was written, that's the act of Amira. Elkish Omer Lashon Hamakoko. Right. Just if you say a bad language, Hainu Kinsi Starchov Zeh, Oz Nirakim Vatel. Again, you don't need a new affirmation. You just need to avoid a misleading. Because if I say I'm giving you a Starchov, it's like I'm saying I don't really want it to be a get. It's like I'm negating what I wrote already in the get. About Kasha Minotora, a few ain't no more clue. Okay, we're still with the same svar. He just spelled that a little bit more. It would be an act of bitul to say to the woman, here's your Starchov, it's like I'm being Mavatel the get. That's why that would be a derisive problem. But if I just leave it be, I say, here's this, or I don't say anything, I give it to her, that's good enough. Okay, next. B'lefiz anicha, now we get to the verb. The eved yachol yot shliach lo lacha, kim de loshon hagerishin kot to begufa get, the eno tzarech shayom ha'arza gitech min ha'torah, v'im kein eno, excuse me, eno tzarech liot shlucho el leguf ha'netina, de ha'be'inan v'natan b'yada. Yafeh mod. What's the ketzos basically saying here, guys? What kind of act is happening in the halacha?
It's just giving her the get.
It's just an act of giving. It's just an act of netina. No different than me giving you a gift of the abolition of man or a basketball, right? It's the same thing. Now you can really see where he's heading. Why can an eved be a shliach lehalacha according to the Rimagash, according to this idea? Why can't he be a shliach lehalacha?
It's not a part of the get.
And I would say he is betorah, because this is not so much a nesinas get. It's really just an act of
giving.
Generic nesina. Mm-hmm. He's certainly part. He could give things, right? That's a world. He is a part of. The one thing is, and I think this is interesting, one thing I was bothered by, like it seemed funny that the ish is doing the whole get when the baal is making the decision. In a sense, according to the source, it's not true. The baal does do an act of gerushin. But where's the baal's real act of gerushin, as it were?
Right.
It's the, exactly. You see that? In a sense, what I like about the source is that it solves this problem that I raised. What do you mean the baal's not doing anything, right? The baal's making the decision? No. His ksivas again, in a sense, is the act. It's almost like the ksivas again is the act of divorce. It's just, technically, the divorce does not come through until it is handed to her. But what's really needed, luckily, is simply an act of a generic act of nesina. That's something an eved could do. Now, notice what he did with the amira. What does he want to claim? If I had to say an amira, what would that indicate? If I had to say har is egiteich,
I couldn't do it.
Make it, because that would put the focus back on.
Right.
My act of nesina is not just a generic act of nesina; it's a specific act of netinat haget. The ketzos would like to link those two, right? The fact that you don't really need an amira at the time of giving moves the focus away. What is the key moment from the baal's perspective? The key moment of the baal's perspective is the ketivat haget. That's where he says har is egiteich, as it were. The key moment is not the giving of the get. The giving of the get, there's no amira. So again, the ketzos make a connection. It's not obvious, but the lack of amira shows the lesser significance of that act. It's just a generic act of netina. Okay, let's read two or three more lines here. What do you need? Ve'enu tzarech sheyom ahar zekitech min ha'torah. Ve'im kein enu tzarech l'tzucho l'kuf ha'netina. Da'binim natam b'yada. Ve'ilu amar tli gitech me'agabe karka. Lo ha'viken. But what do you need? You do need some kind of act of Natina, what would be the alternative, of course? What would be a case where you don't meet the criteria of an act of Natina? What do you say? What's Tweegi take from Al-Gabi Karka? Take your get, it's lying over there. Mm-hmm. Right, that
it's
would not be a good. What?
But that's because it's not be a da, it's not because it's not.
Okay, but that's. No, but that's his claim. That shows that you do need this act of Natina, right? That's right, it goes together, right? Bekatav lasay bekritod, v'natan biyada. You do need an act of Natina, but he still wants to claim that that could be a generic Natina.
But if we put it in her rishus, it also works, though, no?
Correct. But that would constitute an act of netina.
Right.
Okay, good. Here's the line. Afilu shelo betorat gerushin, Nami having Natina. That's it is. It all goes together. You don't have to say Harizagiteh because the Natina doesn't have to be a Natina get specifically. It just has to be a Natina davar, a Natina chayfetz. That's something in Eved is a part of it. So according to the Ketosis Chiddush here, what emerges is as follows. It's still true that the woman's doing the key act, even though it's not her choice. Her Kabbalah get is an act of gerushin. But from the Baal, the real act of gerushin, from the Baal's perspective, is actually the Ketivah get. The Natina is just a generic Natina. That's finally a good spar for the Mishadash, why the Eved could be a Shliach Lalacha and cannot be a Shliach Lekabal. Any other comment or question on this Ketos? That was very, very nice Ketos, nicely laid out, pretty straightforward.
Okay, let me just see if there's anything else we need to do here.
Okay, now why, I guess it's really clear based on the Ketos' structure here, why might Kiddushin be different? Don't forget what happened. How this piece get started? That in Kufim Aleph he said it's a suffix get when it comes to the Eved being a Shliach Lalacha. But in Siman Lamed Hey, there the Rav Yosakar was simply clear that the Eved cannot be a Shliach for Kiddushin. So based on the Ketosis, what would he say, Yehuda? Go ahead.
Because you have to say.
Exactly. And what would he that would point to? That would point to the fact that it's not just a generic Masa Natina, it's something called Natina Kiddushin. Once that's true, an Eved who's not part of the world of Kiddushin could not possibly be a Shliach. We got it? So it's a very interesting source. Again, the source says whether the Amira matters is like a test, is a barometer of what kind of Masa is this? Is this a Masa specific, Masa Natina get, Masa Natina Kiddushin, or is it just a Masa Natina with an Afkamina, of course, being whether Eved could possibly be a Shliach or not? Okay? Excellent. All right, let's go to the new Gemara. Okay, Mem Alfam Bet. So you guys are now we're starting a list of famous Ketosis. This one is not one of the four you need to know not to be on arts, but it's good to know anyway. Maybe we'll expand the list. Expand the list to the 12 Ketosis everybody needs to know. Okay. Let's go to Mem Alfam Bet at the bottom. Now one key thing to realize by reading Gemara, guys, is that sometimes the Gemara will get caught in a tangent and then ask a question. The question is not on the thing we previously did, but before our tangent. Where we left off, we're looking for a source for Shlichus. What do we have? We've got Gerushin, Kachim, and possibly Truma. Again, Gerushin we said because it says Vishalach. And Kachim was ultimately derived from the case of Karban Pesach, right? Vishachtu oto kol kal Yisrael ben Arbayim. Which would be Shuben Karcha, right? Shuben Karcha. What's the logic? Is everybody shechting Karban Pesach? No. One person is shechting for everybody. That shows you that, and everyone's mitzuvah in Shechitas Karban Pesach. It must mean that there's a mechanism called Shlichut. Now, we got a little distracted by Truma, right? Because we started to say, you don't need a source for Truma because Kachim and Gerushin could jointly teach Truma. Okay, let's go to Hanicha on the bottom. Four lines on the bottom. Where do you mind reading? Yeah, go
just
ahead.
A quick question that I was discussing with Levi. What's the difference between Hanicha and Bishlama?
I believe they're exactly the same. I do not think there's a subtle difference, but I would check Rabbi Frank to see if there's I believe they're exactly the same.
Contextually, don't we usually say like bishlema to the way that you learned this out, and hanichale is like on this person within the scenario, it's nichale.
No,
also the bishlema is something is like we have something now that's not understandable. Here it's like this is good, but we don't have a question.
Right. You know, I will look at it afterward. I'm pretty convinced of the same thing, but you can see what Ray Frank says. Okay, all right, Levi, take it away. Hanicha.
Afterwards, Jeff.
Hanicha.
You can look it up. Okay, I'm very, very liberal market here.
Hanicha.
Let's go.
Hanicha. Rabbi Shulben Kolcha. So it's good. Rabbi Shulben Kolcha. He learns out shlichus from Veshachar.
Okay, so that was the key move, right? Even though the previous sigur is about shlichus betruma, we're not interested in that anymore. We're going back to Shulben Kolcha. This was tricky to realize. Rashi tries to help you out here, right? Hanichli Rishua did not kli shlichut kachim v'shaftu oto. We needed a source for shlichus and kachim. Rishu ben Karkas got it v'shaftu oto. Okay, now who has a problem though? Go ahead, Ella.
Ella Lugav Yonasan, the mafik leba haika v'dasha kina menaman. So from Rabbi Yochanan, he derives from it another interpretation. So
good.
What does he learn?
Good. So apparently v'shaftu oto teaches him a different halacha. He no longer has a pasuk for shlichus v'kachim. Now, what halacha does it teach you, the Tanya?
The Tanya, Rabbi Yonasan, Omer Minayin, Shekol Yisrael Kulon Yotzim B'Pesach Echad. From where do we know that all of Bnei Yisrael can be fulfilled the chiyuv of the Kulon Pesach through one Kulon?
Okay, now, there's a strong implication here, which you have to read between the lines to realize what it is. The Rashi already spells it out. What's the real implication of saying all of Am Yisrael could use one Kulon Pesach? What's the real implication? You say, okay, so all of Yisrael could use one animal. So what does that teach me? Why would I think otherwise? Let me rephrase the question.
That you'd have to be part, actually, take part.
Okay, yeah, so Rashi agrees with Levi. Look at the top, Rashi. B'Pesach Echad.
So
there's a tremendous implication. You might have thought, what's one of the key acts of the Yotze Pesach? Achila Pesach. We know what's the standard in Halacha. For an act of Achila, we need Achilat. Kizayit. Presumably, this animal must be the largest tle in human history. It is not going to provide a Kizayit for the entirety of the Jewish people. Okay, there you go. What is the tremendous implications here? The real implications is not just more people could sign up. You're by definition downplaying the significance of the Achila Pesach. That's not really where it's at. Yeah.
Yeah, because we see by many Kabbalat Sibur that bringing up.
I'm not saying it's impossible. I just want to point out one thing though. This is a much broader topic. Where the Karban Pesach fits in on the Karban Sibur, Karban Yachid continuum is interesting. In some ways, it's not. It's in between.
Yeah, but
is that what I'm trying to say?
Yeah,
even the fact that the unit, just give me one second, even the fact the unit is the family. Like, people sign up.
Uh-huh.
I mean, what's a standard Karban Sibur? Like, there's every morning, and Ola is a bad example because no one eats it, but you bring an Ola Tamei for all of Am Yisrael. Right? Pesach is not like that, right? There's 12 people signed up for this particular. In some ways, it's on the border between a Karban Sibur and a Karban Yachid.
According to Rabbi. Over here, Rabbi, not Yonatan, that
he
would hold that this topic of Kovat Sibur like any other one.
No, oh, you're fair. Very nice. You say maybe that's what really lurking yet. That by downplaying the Achila, you're trying to make it more. Very good. Very good, Judah. Okay. Let's see what we got here. Go ahead, Levi. Keep going. Okay, we got it. So we still got a kasha. Rishu ben Karcha learned from this pasuk shlichut bekachim, but Rabbi Yonatan learns from this pasuk that kol Yisrael yotzim pesach echad. He doesn't have a pasuk for shlichus. So what's the answer?
Meaning.
What's the answer still?
From the same pasuk.
Meaning, even if you tell me that it's teaching me kol Yisrael yotzim pesach echad, what still emerges?
He's a shlichus.
It's still true that one person is shechting it. Frankly, that doesn't change. So why can't you still implicitly see? Shlichus, right? Even if the pasuk is essentially teaching you call yourself Yotzim Pesach, you have one person checking everybody else, so it's still a source. What's the answer? Very yafimud. What's the claim? It's true, one person is checking for everybody else, but maybe that's only because you're a shutaf. Now, some of you asked the question, it's very well the mafarshim ask. What do we just say? The shchitas Pesach might not be a good source because it's not a good paradigm. Maybe you can only be a shliach when. You're a partner in the endeavor. You're not a stranger. You're not connected. That's when you can be a shliach. So it's not a good paradigm for shlichus. So, but when does the Gemara raise this question?
What?
Only once we brought in Rabbi Yonatan. You could have asked the exact same question back when we first had Yeshua ben Karcha. He's also deriving, ultimately, shlichus from the shchitas of Pesach. Maybe he also is limiting it to the case of a shuta. Okay, we're going to come back because all the Mefarshim asked this question. Right, only when Rav Yonatan tries to do it do we suddenly say maybe that's not a good paradigm because you're a partner. Okay, with me so far, we're good. Okay, let's just finish to the end of the sugir. Go ahead, Ella.
Ella mehacha v'yichu lehem ish sel lebais avos lebais avos sel lebais.
Again, what's the assumption that everyone Am Yisrael was chayv doing the act of lakicha that in Mitzrayim that was part of Pesach Mitzrayim you do a lakicha haseh and what happens of course?
One
person does it for everybody else, so that's shlichus. Okay.
Okay,
you have the same critique.
Okay.
Give me
one
second, Yuda.
Well, this is the answer.
Yeah, this is the answer. You can't limit this also to Shifus because Trey Kray Lamely, why would you need two Psukim? And then the Gemara has a famous rule. Again, if we have an extra source and it doesn't seem to be teaching me anything that's local context, we have a right to apply it to beyond its context. So what's the claim? You have two sources for shlichus. You could have, in theory, either one, you could have limited to a case of, right, if you just had the shchitas pesach, you said that's only because you're a shutav. If you just had the lekichas of pesach, you could have said that's just because you're a shutav. What happens when you have both? Well, one of them has to be moved to another context. It's called an imeinu inyan. If it's not relevant in its local context, move it to its other context. You ultimately want to claim you do have a source for shlichus b'kachim, even when you're not a shutav. What do you want to say before?
I wanted to ask is that So this pasuk is dealing with Pesach Mitzrayim.
Mm-hmm.
So how can we apply it for shlichus of all time? How can we do that? Like, what's the?
No, but if you have a halachic obligation and one person is doing it for other people, so
maybe that was up for Yitzhak Mitzrayim, which said like, I'm not going to be from Avraham Avinu to apply to, you know.
Rashi says, how do we know that we had to do this for a generation? So
right.
The Pasuk is going to say it's like for every generation.
But
we should
I think
do
the
this.
The celibate is not
okay,
from Mitzrayim.
Okay, it's a reasonable question. I'm going to duck it for now. Okay, Levi, what do you want to say something? Okay, so let's go back for a moment. Let's finish up here. Hi, mi barile.
Hi, barile. Because you have Yitzhak. Now we Yitzhak. Ish zoka v'loha katan zoka.
Ah, so we have a problem. I mean, we need two free psukim, so we can do the main union. What's the claim? Actually, the pasuk v'yikulam ish is not free, because what does it actually teach you? Who could do the lakichas of pesach for you? Only a gadol, not right. Ish means a mature man.
Yeah.
So it really that pasuk is busy. It needs to knock out a katan. Next.
So how would me'ish l'fi achol?
Nafka.
Nafka.
So what's the argument? No, ish. Vayikulam ish celibate mode is still free because
you can take katan and move it.
Excellent. You knock out katan from ish with yachlo. Next.
So as you need ish with yachlo.
Okay, good. Ish is busy. But we need both ishes. One ish is going to knock out katan, and one ish is going to tell you you can check the carbon pesach even if it's
one person.
A very interesting question. Could you have a solid individual and that be his animal? Okay. Answer.
There's,
we worked it out. What's the claim according to Yonatan? You don't need, why don't you need Ish to teach you Shoftim Pesach Al Yachid?
Because
you don't hold that way. You hold Ain Shoftim Pesach Al Yachid. So you still don't need Ish to teach you something that's false. Right? So one of the Ish is free. So we worked it out. Again, one Ish is free because we hold Ain Shoftim Pesach Al Yachid. One Ish teaches you Yinakar Katan. The other Ish teaches you Shlichos. You have two Pesachim for Shlichos. Mm-hmm. It teaches you it's even when there's no Shutaf.
Well, you hear that, it's such an interesting pasuk he brings. He brings low two colors book at the Pesach, but it's be'achad.
Yeah, be'achad shereka, correct.
So you should do it in...
No, but the claim is that the word achad is superfluous in the pasuk. It could have said low two colors book at the Pesach be'shereka. That's the claim. Okay, let's deal with the Tosfos, then we'll see a tremendous Rebbe Krieger. Let's look at the top Tosfos. Lady, we'll stick with you. The Dilma.
The Dilma shani ha'isal v'isle shetavot v'gavayot.
Okay, so we would have no source based on this for shlichos absent outside the context of being a shutaf.
Okay.
This is a fascinating thought. So maybe what's the answer to the question?
There is no place.
Yeah, you're right. Shlichos is actually limited to... being a shutaf. Okay, go ahead.
That's none. The perak Yisha, harei she'amar lo rabo, say yishkot alaya pesach v'shachach, ma'amor lo rabo gedi o taleh, yikach gedi v'taleh.
So we're talking about the Abikani, right? So the Abikani has a message, but he forgot. Yikach gedi v'taleh. So take both. How do you do it?
V'yama im gedi amali rabi taleh sholi v'gedi sholo. V'im taleh amali rabi...
Okay. So what do you see? This Evkani is certainly doing, he's doing the act on behalf of his rab. But, go ahead.
Yafeh.
But he also is clear, he's on the one hand clearly doing an act on behalf of his master. At the same time, he's clearly not a shutaf, because the other animal is going to be, right? You can't sign up for like 7 Korban Pesachs. It's not like a smorgasbord. Right, you pick one. So if he has a separate one, right, imagine that. So imagine many people, mommy, still want to do that. Like go around from animal to animal, take a little bite. Right, how do you cook it? But no, you pick one. Right, so if he's in a separate one, he's not in his master's. So he's obviously not a shuta. Nevertheless, I feel
lucky.
Okay, here we go. Everyone got that? So it tells us we already knew. If you read the Mishnayos and Masechet Pesachim carefully, it was clear that you can't tell me Shlichus Bekachim is limited to someone who is a shutaf. That was not an option. Okay, we got it so far again. The first part of the Tosfos, why is the Gemara so against this? So say that. Say Shlichus Bekachim is limited to someone who's actually a partner in the animal. So we knew from the laws of Pesachim, if you read the Mishnayos carefully, that's not true. So we couldn't be content with that. Okay, there's another question Nate asked, we'll get to in 3 minutes. Let's just see the second part of Tosfos. Now you get the question we raised before. Gemara could have easily asked this in Memal from a bet. Why did it wait for Rav Yonatan to raise this question? So that doesn't seem very clever. Here we go. But there's still a difficulty with the Tosfos, but it tells us something great. What's the essential difference between Rav Yehoshua ben Karcha and Rav Yonatan? There's one factor that differentiates them, right? They're both deriving from the Shachtu Oto Kol Kal Da Yisrael that Echad is Shochet L'Kulam, and in theory, that's a source for Shlichut. So what's the one halachic difference between them? So Rav Yonatan also derives from the Pasuk that Kol Yisrael can be Yotzi one animal. But what's the implication? It is a tremendous implication. According to Yehoshua ben Karcha, there must be
many animals,
because he does not hold. Let's say he holds Achila Kazayit is crucial. But then there's a huge difference. Because if you hold like Rabbi Yonatan, and you say everyone's Yotzi one animal, so when this particular fellow is Shochet, maybe he's Shochet on behalf of
people,
the entirety of Jewish people, which means he's a Shutaf, and therefore it works. He could be a Shutaf for everybody. But if you hold, don't hold like Rabbi Yonatan, you hold, they're not Yotzi B'Pesach Echad, so then this fellow must be Shechting multiple animals, including those for which he's not a Shutaf. So he tells this very cleverly. No, but you have to read very sensitively. Depending on whether you hold Shkul Yisrael Yotzi B'Pesach Echad will depend on that'll affect the force of this question. If you hold like Rabbi Yonatan, Kol Yisrael Yotzi B'Pesach Echad, then we've got a great question. It only works because he's a Shutaf for everybody. But if you don't hold that, he must be Shechting multiple animals. Can you read the last two lines? Okay, now I have to admit, I think one of you asked me this, and the Marsha asked this question. Even though I like those very much, it's still not clear. Like, even according to Shubin Karcha, how do you know the Shliach is Shechting? Let's say we hold that not all Vami Sol is Yotz Pesach Echad. It's still not clear that this particular fellow is Shechting all the animals. Maybe he's just Shechting the animal. Right, when we made this point, the Marsha asked this question.
It's a possibility that it could happen. I mean, you can't ask the kasha if it's like a.
Meaning, Rabbi Yonatan, you have one model that you're forced into.
Yeah, you cast
the
kasha.
Where in Rabbi Shimon Karfa, it's a little bit more open.
Yeah.
Right, although if you want a source, though, you want more of like a clinching proof that it has to be this way. Right?
Yeah.
Right.
Uh-huh.
You can still say.
This puzzle doesn't prove that you're allowed to check for other people.
Right. So the Marshall's like, wait, I'm not sure what the answer is. I mean, I think Tosfos on to something here. Right, that Yonatan forced you in a certain path, and that's why there the Shutfus question is a very strong question. Where in Yishub and Karka, you could go in a different direction and have this guy be shechting for everybody, even though he's not Yishutaf. Okay. Let us now go to Nate's question. I think we'll see with Kiriger. I would like to see this with Kiriger, not just has halachic and lumdish implications, it has the existential implications also. Whatever it is. Okay, or theological, whatever word you want to use. Philosophical. Okay. Here we go. Nate asked a great question. We wanted to claim that maybe you could limit Shutfus. Now, how did our Tosfos want to do it? Our Gemara. Maybe Shlichus is limited to someone who's also a Shutaf. Tosfos said, I'll prove to you that's not the case. But what was Tosfos' proof? From a case of the Pesachim where it was an Eved. So Nate said, very well, wait. But an Eved's not just a stranger. Particularly an Eved Kanani is someone who has a very strong relationship with the person who's doing the mitzvah for. And we know in some contexts we actually have a phrase, right? Yad Eved ki Yad Rabo. So maybe, especially if you take that phrase very literally, maybe you'd say, that doesn't reflect anything about what shluchim in general could do. Right? Why could the Eved be the shliach for the Adon? It's an example of the principle of Yad Eved, Kiyad Rabo. When the Eved shechs the Pesach, that specifically is viewed as the Adon shechting it, because Yad Eved, Kiyad Rabo. But if I just made Yasi a shliach, why would that happen? So maybe Tosfos' example is not a good example. Don't prove anything again. Don't prove anything from Abdus, which is such a specific connection. As Nate really asked this question. So let's look at today's Ruti Vega. This is just I was so happy when I found this morning. Okay, I'm going to read it because I like a lot of the lady. You'll lose out here. Masha Kasav Achi. I guess Ruti Vega had a brother who was a Talmud Chacham. Okay? Now this is an honorific.
It makes sense.
They often travels in families, it's true. Ro Malak Vo Torasso. I think that's what it is. Like the exalted, honorable Torah scholar. Al divrei apanim irot, mem bar medav. The Hikshal Tosfos, the Mask of Adilma. The Ha Shani Hassan. The Tanan Harish Amalei Rabbo. Where what does Tosfos say? I'll prove to you their Shlichos, even without Shutfos, from the case of the Adon and the Eved and Maseches Pesachim. Yahayesh Lamed the Shani Avda. The Kagufo, right? Guf, somehow there's a identification of the Eved with the Adon. Well, okay, so that's what the Panim Eros asked on Kedushim Imbeth. So now we go, we're back in the Eger family in the 1700s. What did Rekir Eger's brother say? So what did Rekir Eger's brother say? Panim Eros, it's a very nice kasha, but you misunderstood. Right, there is a rule called Yad Eved Kiyad Rabba. What does that mean? What's the rule of Yad Eved Kiyad Rabba mean? In a monetary sphere, the Eved lacks a independent, he's not an independent player financially, economically. Right? He economically is just a pawn, a appendage of the Adon. But that's not about every aspect of his life. That's not true when it comes to mitzvos. It's an economic point. It's a, right? You made a mistake. You took the phrase too broadly. Yad Eved Kiyad Rabba. We view his hands, and when he acts, it's like the Adon acts. That's only for money. If he picks up a lost item, it's as if the Adon picked it up. But it has nothing to do with the world of mitzvos. Right? Don't make a mistake about Yad Eved Kiyad Rabba. Okay, let's see what he says here. He tries to argue now. Atik lecha. What's l'hatik? Good word to know? Copy. Very good. Madakatavti b'gilyon ha'panim irot. Ah, yafeh. You have a good Jewish history here, right? What do you have? Apparently, the very curious career here, he wrote this on the side. You know what this means? To write in the gilyon, I mean, is in the margins. So if we ever found Rabbi Kivager's panim irot, you find this jotted down on the side. Madakatavti b'gilyon ha'panim irot. B'mashakasav shem. This is what I wrote. He's quoting himself. Yeah, you can quote yourself. Why not? Levata de kaimela and shulcho shladim kamoto. I'm sorry. Memela yad avdo kiyad rabo. Af b'makom de lo mahani shliach. Wait, maybe we'll say yad avdo kiyad rabo even beyond, right? Even in a scenario where shlichos wouldn't work. Yeah, maybe like the panim iros. Maybe it's a stronger concept. It's not shlichos. It's yad avdo kiyad rabo. V'zeme ha'tema, the ha'pshita, mitzvah de'ein eved motzi acherim, k'mo shofar, u'chadome. Now before we move on, Nate, you're ineligible for this. Why can the eved kanana be motzi other people in mitzvah shofar? Okay, very good, because he's not chayv in mitzvah shofar. Okay, right, don't forget, there's certain parallels between eved nishi in terms of which mitzvahs they have. An eved kanani is chayv in various mitzvahs, but see, he would not be chayv in shofar. So the eved kanani cannot be bal tokea on Rosh Hashanah. So what does he want to say? He says to Rabbi Kivager, what's Pshita? Afed Rabo Enemotzi. Because what's the point? Because what was the Panim Eros thinking? It's like the Panim Eros thinking, the Eved Kanani can't be Motzi me, because he's not Chayev, and then there'd be no possible Shlichos if he's not Chayev. But he could be Motzi the Adon, because, it's not true, but because that's not the mechanism of Shlichot, that's the mechanism of Yad Evo Kiyad Rabo. It's Kilo, it's this remarkable thing. When the Eved picks up the shofar, we suddenly view it as the Adon is blowing the shofar. But Rekir obviously thinks that's obviously wrong. That's not true. Right? No one ever said that the Eved could be the Baal Tokea for the Adon, because we attribute the act to the Adon. It's simply false. He can't be Motzi his Rebbe either. V'chein b'nedarim t'kaim alan d'eino yachol l'hafer al-yidei l'shulcho. Yafeh. What did it say in the world of hafaris nedarim? Right? It's a very interesting thing also. Certain things, we'll get to this more on the next off, guys. Certain things, when Shlichos does not apply. We've seen a lot of cases when Shlichos does apply. When you see things like Ein Shliach Kedvar Avera, or you can't make a shliach to do certain mitzvahs for you. No one could sit in a sukkah for you. We'll also see that Hafaris Nedarim is not subject to shlichot. I want to cancel my wife's neder. I can't have a shliach do that for me. Right? Lo mishtame chad me'apuskim lomar diyachol l'hafra li'avdo. What's the Kager point out? I've combed halachic literature. What did I not find? Nobody said, your shliach can't do Hafaris Nedarim, but you're Eved Kiyad. I mean, again, he's trying to point out, no one, it doesn't seem to be true in our halachic system that we have this broad reading of Yad Eved Kiyad Rabba. Anything the Eved physically does is automatically attributed. It's simply not true. We didn't find that in the context of Shofar. We don't find that in the context of Hafarat Nedarim. So what should that tell you, says Rabbi Kiyager? You can't find this far, it's because there's a reason why it's not there. Ela al karchach barur. The lo mahani hach svara diyad eved kiyad rabo rak l'inyon mamon. It is a narrow concept. It's a concept with tremendous significance, but it's very narrow. What would be an example of that? Here's a very interesting case. Let's see if you guys got it. The havi she'ela bibalim. Who remembers what that was? We discussed this earlier this year, guys, when we did some Pesach Mishir right before Pesach. Who remembers what Sheila Babalim was? The phrase Balavimo, remember when the Torah in Mishpatim says Balavimo lo yishalem? What's the din? Normally a Shoel, a borrower, has the most heightened responsibility. Right? What's a Shoel Chayvin? Not just Pshia, not just Gneva Vaveda. A Shoel is even Chayev? An Ones. Very good. Right? If I borrow your pen, it doesn't matter whether it's my fault or not that I didn't return it. I'm Chayev. Shoel Chayev Ba'onsin. But a Shoel's Pativ Balavimo. If I not only borrow this marker from Nate, but Nate is also working with me, I hire him as well, and he's right there at the time, then this rule, Balavimo, lo yishalei. What would be the application here?
The Eved
counts. If I don't have Nate, but I have Nate's Eved, the Ptur of Balavimo, very good, Yudah, would still apply. But why? Why would the Ptur of Balavimo apply there?
Because
but what about the narrow meaning of Yada, Evedo Kugufo?
This is money.
Ah, very good, exactly. You have to, every context has to be analyzed as is. What is the Sheila Babalim question? That's not a mitzvah question. Not the word of mitzvah or isurim. That's very simple. It's about monetary jurisdiction question. So, qua monetary jurisdiction, then we say, Yad Eved, Ki Yad Rabo. There we would apply. We'd even apply to the Ptur of Sheila Babalim. Very good. Avalo b'mitzvah, v'isua midaraita. So let me talk about what I meant by the existential implications. We're not saying that the Eved Knani, for those of you who like to, if you don't like this part, you can just fall asleep for 30 seconds. We're not saying the Eved Knani loses his personality, right? He's not a human being anymore. All he is an appendage of the Adon. Absolutely not. What do we mean when we say Yad Eved Kiyat Rabo? We mean Eved Knani economically loses his independent personality. As an economic being, it's true, he is no longer a independent player. But thank God being a human being is a lot broader than, man is not just economic man, right? We're not Marxists here. Right, so what has emerged? As far as mitzvahs are concerned, as far as Yisurim are concerned, the Eved Knani is an independent player. So if the Eved Knani blows a shofar, Hashem halacha view it, says Rick Vager, the Eved Knani is blowing a shofar, what does that have to do with? What does that have to do with the Adon? He's not the Adon. Monetarily, he's subject to the Adon, but this has nothing to do with money. It's just like Daniel blowing it for me. What is the fact, I think it's very strong. The fact that my Eved is blowing the shofar is totally irrelevant. Either he can blow it for me, or he can't blow it for me. Since an Eved is pater from mitzvah of shofar, so he can't blow it for me. Right? It doesn't matter. Yad Eved Kiyad Rabo is not a category that should even be applied here. So let's go back to our Tosfos. It's beautiful. Yeah, Nate, it's a great answer to your question. Says Tosfos, I'll prove to you, you don't have to be a shutaf to be a shliach. Because the Eved Knani can shecht for the Adon, even though he's not a shutaf in that particular animal. Says the Repanim Iros, what kind of proof was that? That's only because he's your Eved. But Rikiego and his brother have a tremendous answer. They say, no, if the context is Shchitas Pesach, the fact that he's my Eved is also irrelevant. If he's trying to do something monetarily for me, then indeed he's just my appendage. He's not an independent player in the world of economics. Dine Momonos, Sheila Babalim. But when it comes to Shchitas of Pesach, the world of mitzvos, he's just another fellow. He's got his own world of religious duties, and I've got my world. Right? So you could neutralize his avdus totally. That's not relevant to Shchitas of Pesach. Ah, then Tos has a great proof. Who cares that he's an Eved? We're not talking to Yimamnos. So you see that Shlichus applies whether or not you are a Shutaf or not. Yeah, Ben.
What about Din and Ezekin?
Yafeh. So that you could say, okay, so Ben's going to be very clever here, which is, what about Mamonos, where you look, we have an interplay between Mamon and Isser? Okay, I'll make your question even stronger. I don't know if it's even stronger, but I told you this would be better. Like, what if I send my Eved Knani to lend money to another Jew with ribbis? Right, you guys with me on this point? Right, you might have an interesting question, as I think Ben's right. Meaning, but I just point out one thing. It doesn't mean your kicker's wrong. It just means it's interesting how would he deal with it. Meaning, in a lot of areas in halacha, you have differentiation between Mamon and, let's say, Isser, or Mamon and Mitzvos. And then you can always raise your question about, what if I generate a category which somehow straddles the fence? Right, you see what I'm trying to say, Ben? I'm saying it's a very good question. I don't think it hurts Riki Vager. He'd say, okay, right, we have to work out, but there's a known quantity in halacha that you have sometimes. Mamon works this way and Isser works that way. Uh-huh. And then you have to work out what happens in cases that somehow straddle the fence
between the two. But this case of Shilchus Bekachim is not one of those.
Correct. Now I'm saying Ben's a good question. I don't think it ultimately challenges. I think ultimately it's a challenge to Geiger. Really, Nezikin's an interesting example, by the way, because there's a whole discussion, like, where do you know in the Torah that it's usher to be mazik people? If anyone's curious about it, I think the stipel has a discussion about it, Mikilos Yaakov. Because it's obvious
it
in Sukkim. Where, which pasuk? Let's hear. I mean, I'm totally, by the way, if you ask me a shayla, I'll tell you that it's usher. So, before you make any, but which pasuk? Which pasuk tells you you can't be mazik? Let's not deal with the salt. What pasuk tells me that I can't break your window? Let's leave the salt out of it.
That's a good point.
So there's a lot of psukim about when your ox damages, when your fire damages, when you damage, you have to pay. But those all focus on, right, the monetary result of the action, right? It's not so easy to quote a pasuk about...
I'm okay with the onish.
Right.
Let's see.
So that's interesting. There's a few quotes would discuss this point. That's why it's interesting that Ben used Nafka that example, because in theory someone could claim that actually that's purely mamona and not... and not Isser at all, but I'm certainly sympathetic with the fact that it should be Isser one way, somehow or another. Okay? Presumably you're not allowed to just break people's windows and say, that's okay, I'm going to pay for it. Presumably that is not okay. All right. Let's see. Do we have time for one more thing? What are we doing here?
Oh, do you want to open the window slightly?
You can open the window. I think we're safe.
Uh-oh.
All right, let's just see one more pack of Gregor. We'll get to next more next time. Let's see the last pack of one of this. But I think, have you guys been? I think it's really a beautiful Ricky Rager. Very nice spar, which I think has a lot of implications. Here, Dan, I'm going to play it safe. There we go. Okay, let's just see the last paragraph, because he's going to refer back to something we saw in Gittin Chaf Gimel. Ubemet nira lechora, raya le. Anybody?
Prima Gadim.
Nope.
Nope.
But you're on the right track. Well, who did he quote before?
His brother.
The Panim Iro.
No.
Raya. That's a hard one. La hapama. Took me a while to get one. La Panim Iro. I'll try to again. He argued again. The Panim Iro said the only reason why Eved works is because Yad Eved. Kiyad Rabo. He said it's not true. It's a misapplication of the category. Raya la panim yod misugi the kid in Sofer Beis. That's Argus Gemara. Chaf Gimel. Matkor Rabbi Lazar Tam Milta Galata. Matam Yisrael. V'chara Tamua. Eich Sava Rabbi Lazar de Eved Pasul Shlichus. Eich Yifarnes Matid Nepsachim Omer La Avdo. Hi, here's a Kasha. Someone went to say in Gittin Chaf Gimel. Remember went to say it's not Matem B'nei Brit. It's Matem B'nei Torah. And Matem B'nei Torah would have not only knocked out Guy, but would have also knocked out Eved, that Eved can never be a shliach. How could you say? How could anybody in Gittin Chaf Gimel have a hav mina that an Eved can never be a shliach? But what about the Mishnah and Pesachim that say that the Eved is a shliach? Al kein muchach mishum de Eved di yadei adif de kiyad rabo dami. So what does he want to claim? Very interesting. Sorry, Kiyager is that intellectual honesty. Mm-hmm. He thinks the Panim Yor is wrong, but he thinks there's a line in Gittin Chaf Gimel. That might be, everyone see it? It's clever, right? Yeah. So okay, wait, but how could anyone think that Eved's excluded, but the Eved's included? But maybe that's only because it's your master and we are working off, it's not Shlichos, it's Yad Eved, Kiyad Rabo, meaning you have a way to reconcile it. Gittin Chaf Gimel is telling you an Eved can't be a Shliach for other people. Pesachim is telling you the Eved could be a Shliach for his Rav based on the mechanism of Yad Avdo, Kiyad Rabo. The Efsher Lidchos, the Lasaika Daitach, the Rablazer, the Emedei Muchokain. Avalamaskana Lomin, Haki. That was true on one line in Gittin Chaf Gimel, but it wasn't the Maskana. Once it's not the Maskana of that Gemara, I could say we go back to my understanding, i.e., Yad Eved Kiyad Rabo is limited to Dine. A moment. All right, everybody, have a wonderful Shabbos. What do you think, lady? Good week, Kiyager, huh? Go tell Rav Nevin Zal. Make your Shabbos.